Part of becoming a good businessman, woman, or homosexual, any title that you want to assign to yourself, is to learn from other type of business that are not in your area. And that's why I love jumping from different fields, and yesterday I was checking a podcast about Airbnb. Now, let's be clear. I have some plots of lands, I have some extra lands that I bought, but I don't rent them. But anyway, I wanted to check the potential, so I was listening podcast about Airbnb, and I can tell you a lot of wisdom I was able to extract from them. So I'm going to share with you 4 or 5 wisdom nuggets that you can apply to your career. So I hope you enjoy it. Before starting, thanks to the sponsor, inglesparacholos.com. And remember, if you want to contact me, here goes my WhatsApp. +51 9890 23986. Just to buy my stuff. No greetings, no saluditos. Just to buy my stuff. Let's start. It's all about supply and demand. And we know that, yes, supply and demand is important. But the way that this guy, the guy who gave the speech, explained it was insane. He said this: if you have a product, in this case, it's the Airbnb location, right? But imagine that you have a product. You want to understand when it's high season and when it's low season. Why? When it's high season, you want to be the last person to sell the product. Why? Imagine that there is like a lot of people chasing one item. I don't know. Let's try to say like fans on summer. Ventiladores en verano. Fans on summer. You want to be the last guy who has fans in stock. So where people want to buy more, you are the last person in the market and people are going to pay a premium for that. They are willing to pay 50% more or 80% more because you are the last person in the market selling fans. The same analogy can be applied to any other business. Understand your trends and understand your seasons. In high season, you want to be always the last person selling as high as possible. But at the same time, when we have low season, we want to be the first person selling at the cheaper price as possible because we want to be sure that we are selling our stuff and we are not just there, you know, without customers in our calendar. We need to remember that many businesses has a lot of fixed costs, but not many variable costs. If you are a lawyer, for example, one day that you don't offer your service as a lawyer is a day wasted. So sometimes it's better to reduce the price just to make an extra money that is better. Extra money is better than no money. So that is an interesting take. Always be the first to sell in low season and the last to sell in high season. The other one is, and it's also related to supply and demand, is learning how to spot future and present events. He was talking about Taylor Swift. For example, when Taylor Swift announced her tours, all the locations around her tours gets scheduled or gets booked in advance, even 1 year in advance. So you need to understand what are the events that impact your market. I don't know in what area are you located. For example, in the fitness industry, I understand that always before summer or before holidays, people want to buy fat burners. I understand also that before paychecks, every first day of every month, people want to buy supplements. And there are events that happen in present time. I remember when SmartFit lowered its ticket and was selling like membership for 20 soles. When SmartFit did that, I had a lot of customers. Why? Because the gym was dropping its price. So people that were not expecting to join a gym, joined the gym. And when they do it, also they want to buy supplements. So that's why it's good to follow not only your industry, but also which are the complementary products that follows your products. So when they change something in the market, maybe that can bring some extra customers to your place. The other one is interesting. He mentioned also, and we are all about the supply and demand. This is just the first tip. Is demand is not fixed. He was talking that people who are on Airbnb, they just focus on Airbnb. But in the same way that you have that platform, you have a lot of platforms that serve for the same purpose. And here goes the question. Is, do you have different ways to attract customers? Sometimes we just have one way. When I started, I remember it was Mercado Libre. And I know many people until this day, and I started in the 2010. I know many sellers, many vitamin sellers, that they still rely just in one source of customers. And that is a pain in the balls because it's going to make your life harder. You want to find different sources of customers. What are the other platforms? For example, iPhone, Facebook and Instagram ads, YouTube was a nice way, podcasts nowadays is WhatsApp States, and we are all talking about internet. Just about internet, what are the other ways to attract people? Now, what is the other way? Use your customers to attract more customers. How can we make that our customers talk about us? How can we make our product more flexible? And that is a word that I just invented. Flexible is flexible, so they can show your product and they can be proud of your product. How can we encourage them to talk about your people, your products? And one interesting way that I found out is by giving bulk prices to all customers. To my people on my WhatsApp, I give huge discounts, but discounts that only appear on my WhatsApp. So in that way, they buy, for example, 5 units, and now they are selling the units. They can make a 20% or 30% return. They are happy making their money. And at the same time, I can sell more products. And the other thing that he mentioned is also knowing how to target new markets. For years, I remember maybe until 2021, always my segmentation was guys between 18 years old and 35 years old, because in my mind was usually the period of time where you tend to do exercise. After that, you get married. But as we know, trends change. And now not many people are getting married, and the people who do, they are doing later in life. So now I change my segmentation. Now my segmentation goes for 22 to maybe 45 years old. I skip the people between 18 years old and 22 years old because I found out that first, they don't have that much money these days, and second, they are distracted a lot with the video games and all that shit. And also, they are not spending that much time on Facebook and Instagram. They are more like TikTok people. So for the moment, I am skipping that market. But understanding which is your new market could be older people, could be maybe the other gender. If you sell to men, can I sell also to women? That's a good question. Is your market in other countries? That's something that is happening to me also. I have a lot of people texting from other countries, but I only accept PayPal. So I have to, how can I also accept Visa as a payment method? Because not many people know how to handle Bitcoin. So all those problems are good problems. And everything that I have mentioned in these last minutes is about creating tension in the supply and demand. Remember this phrase, and it's like you always want more customers than products. So for example, if I want to sell a bottle of water, you want at least 2 customers because they will fight for that bottle of water. When you go to the party and you are 4 guys, you want at least 5 women there because you want competition. You want to be the only guy in a party that is full of women. And in the same way, you want to be the only supplier in a market that is craving for the product. Let's go to the next one. This one is supply and demand. The second one is increase your average ticket. But before continue, friendly reminder, I have a WhatsApp channel where I upload this episode. UncleBalta.com is going to redirect you to my WhatsApp channel. And also, if you want to know more about Ingles para Cholos, inglesparacholos.com. Average ticket. This guy was talking that in the tourism industry, especially people, when we talk about Airbnb, they tend to schedule only Saturday and Sunday, especially when our locations close to the city. So people just schedule Saturday and Sunday. But this is a problem. Why? First, because you miss from Monday to Friday. People don't schedule those days. And second, because many times people schedule just for having parties. And you don't want people throwing parties in your house or apartment because they will destroy it. So an interesting way to cover this problem was making packages of 4 days, giving 50% discount on Friday and 50% discount on Monday. So if you check this thing, what it's doing is you're increasing the ticket per person. And that's something that you want to do. I can tell you by experience that it's better to have less customers that buy you bigger things than a lot of small customers. Why? Because it's less stress. You don't need to, he did the payment, that person did the payment. No, it's easy to follow, easy to manage. Even if you sell low ticket things, you can sell in bulk to less people, and now they are the ones doing the retail. You don't want to be the bodeguero. You don't want to be the person in the mini market that is trading 50 cents or 1 sol each trade. No, you want to be the person that trades, I don't know, it's up to you. But when I started, I remember I used to make per supplement sometimes $20 or $30. Now my ticket more or less is I want to do $100 above. So my minimum ticket is $100. Anything below that, I prefer not to do it because it will distract me, unless that is the audiobooks. The audiobooks is the only thing that I accept a lower ticket because it's just a copy paste, but you get the point. Try always to increase your average ticket. There are many ways to increase your average ticket, but for me, my favorite is giving things away or including extra things. When I increased the price of the Ligandrol and the Ostarine, it used to cost 300 soles, and I move it up to 430, the Ligandrol, and the Ostarine, I move it up to 400 soles. Why I did it? Because inflation is a thing, and the raw materials were increasing its price. I still had a stock, but I had in advance to move the prices up. So the way that I did it was adding fat burners. The fat burners that I have, I give you now an extra fat burner. Doing that, I was able to make people pay that amount of money. And now that I have to buy the raw materials for the SARMs, I don't have problem because the prices is already up. But a big problem that I see is that people don't know how to increase its price. So what they do, they eat the inflation, and no wonder why then they are out of business. This other tip is so fucking interesting. I hope you are enjoying this podcast, because honestly, I believe this shit is like, it's basic stuff, but if we know how to apply it, we can crush the market. The next one is ROI, return over investment. Let's do the Airbnb case, and now let's try to bring it back to our cases. If you buy a plot of land, un terreno, you buy a plot of land, what do you prefer to do? Do you prefer to build a castle, un castillo? Do you prefer to build a castle that is going to cost you maybe $800,000 and then try to rent that? Or do you prefer to build maybe 10 bungalows and rent the 10 bungalows? It's going to be easier to have a bigger ROI over the bungalows than over the castle. Of course, this depends on your market. That's why we need to know our audience. But we need to understand what is the smartest way to invest our money. Sometimes we want to stack value that our customers don't appreciate. And by experience, I can tell you the case of Ingles para Cholos. I was trying to do the Ingles para Cholos real life thing, so people can come here to visit my house. But we started to have some situation. Many people who joined the program are not from Lima and from other cities. Many people are from other countries. So it was harder. And even the people that were from Lima, Lima has a motherfucker traffic. So having reunions every week was a problem. Now we have between 2 and 3 sessions per week online. So it's more convenient, people can practice. And I still drop like a real life event every 2 months for the people that live nearby this place. So that's why we need to know our audience. And in that way, you can have a bigger ROI. What happens if I want to do a physical location and my people only want internet presence? So understanding what your people are craving will be the best way to increase your returns. And one last thing here, I was listening to another podcast, and it's about that a big mistake that big business owners make is that they are greedy pigs, son duros para gastar. So many times we need a professional. We need to hire a professional to address a specific problem. But no, we don't want to hire the professional. We want to fix it by ourselves. This shit takes us a lot of time. Sometimes we don't fix the thing in the way that it should be done. So that's why it's good to hire a professional. Of course, before hiring the professional, always do your research so you know that the professional is not scamming you, but you get the point. If you know that by investing 1,000 soles, you can recover 1,000 soles and 500 soles is a good investment. You don't need to 10x your investment. Yes, if you can do 50% or 30% over your money, you are good to go. The next tip that he mentioned is about location. And location is important to understand. Imagine that there is like a soccer match, un partido de fútbol. There is a soccer match and people are going to the event, but they are hungry. And you are close to the stadium selling hot dogs. Do you believe people are going to buy you? Yes, because everybody is hungry and there is a lot of traffic of people. We need to find how can we put ourselves in the best location as possible. But here there are two things in the physical space, and then we are going to talk in the online space. In the physical space is that good location is so fucking expensive. If you want to buy, for example, a brick and mortar location, next to Miraflores is going to be fucking expensive. If you want to rent it, it's going to be expensive. But what happens if you start acquiring locations in places that has potential? And here I want to shout out to my mother, Mama Ledesma, because she just bought a house in Las Salinas, in Chilca, next to, very close to the plaza. And why she did it? Because now they are selling plots of lands close to the beach, cerca de la playa. So all these people, when they want to go to the lakes, a las lagunas, they are going to cross this main avenue. So a good way to find location, especially cheap, is by finding the potential. Where are the trends moving? And if we apply that to our business, also we can ask, who are the next markets that are coming to our business? Maybe, for example, in my case, I ask, how the next generations are checking social media? That is a good question. Then what parallel problems are appear? A lot of people are having sexual problems, erectile dysfunction. No se les para la verga. So my testosterone that was used before to build muscle now is used also to prevent that problem. A lot of people are using testosterone not because they are bodybuilders, but because they want to have a high libido. So always pay attention where is the good location. And one extra tip here is that sometimes you can be in a good location without paying that much money. And I want to share here the case of the mixed martial arts academies. You can have a mixed martial arts academy in a third floor of a house or a building without problem, because people are willing to go three floors or four floors even without elevator. So that's why we need to always check opportunities. And well, before jumping to the last point, I want to address here the location thing, that also try to check where your people are looking for you. Sometimes we like one social media, but the fact that we like that social media doesn't mean that our potential customers like that social media. So always try to check. For in my case, I hate with all my soul TikTok. I really hate it. But I still drop some videos here and there because I know this is the way that the new generations are consuming their content. But still, I can tell you it's a pain in the balls, because whenever I drop a video on TikTok, my WhatsApp gets full of people saying just saluditos. So that's why I don't do it that often, but just to give you the idea. And the last thing is be different. This is key on Airbnb and also on anything. You don't want to be the commodity. You don't want to be the product that everybody else is offering. So now you don't have how to differentiate yourself. And when that happens, you need to be running. Oh, I need to answer the WhatsApp fast, because if not, this person is going to buy it in other place. Oh, I need to lower the price, because if not, they are going to buy with the other supplier. So we need to be different. And the best way is make the product so fucking valuable that it's kind of finding gold in the market. You want to be the gold in the market that people are willing to wait. People are willing to search for you. Instead of wasting your energy trying to run, answering the WhatsApp, trying to lower the price and all the shit, waste the energy investing in how to increase the value of your product. It's the best thing that you can do. Just to give you an analogy, why do you believe people are willing to do line to see a big artist? For example, imagine that Daddy Yankee came again for a tour. Do you think people will be doing line to go to his concert? Yes. So try to be the artist that people are looking for, and that will make your life less miserable. Talking about be different also is differentiate yourself with experience, not with price. If you go to a Starbucks, why people are willing to go to a Starbucks and not to any random cafe? Because they know that overall, the experience in Starbucks will be better. So they know that maybe the quality of the cafe is not the best, but you are comfortable there, you have a place. And by the way, that takes us to the next advice. That is also know how to stand out when you are new in the market. People will prefer to go to places that they already know. For example, if they have to study, they would prefer to go to any fucking university, even though that is full of crap. So my job as an entrepreneur is, how can I show them that Inglés para Cholos is better than any fucking university that could cost like 3,000 soles per month? So that's why you want to show that you are the best option and you are different to call attention. That's the last thing that I want to share here is always finding imperfections in the market. You'll be surprised how many imperfections are in the market, and the only way to notice them is if you are paying attention. Last thing to mention here, I can tell you that always try to learn from Open the eyes and open the ears. You'll be surprised how much wisdom is everywhere. When you talk with someone, pay attention, what do they need? I believe most of the people, they are distracted. They say, what do I need? No. What is the person in front of me needs? And that is going to help you a lot. I have a lot of people that, close friends of mine, that sometimes they text me just asking for favors. But what about instead of asking for favors, we offer help? That is going to be to make us more trustable and more likable. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Remember, spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Valeta on Spotify. And also, you can send me a WhatsApp to +51 9890 23 986 if you want to work directly with me.